Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great second weekend of June. And you're fortunate that the big guy occasionally has a worthy thought.
Oh?
I'm looking, Harold, this week, looking at the calendar. Uh-huh. We're a third of the way through the month of June.
Right.
Okay.
And almost halfway through the year.
Oh, I know. I know. We've got July 4th ahead of us. Uh-huh. With the way the school calendar works now, kids are back in school about the middle of August.
All right.
When in the heck is everybody going to go get a hunter safety course that has to have it?
That's a good point.
Yeah. So, I mean, time is fleeting, people. And to help us all out, we've got Texas Parks and Wildlife Hunter Education Coordinator Steve Hall. He's going to be joining us talking about opportunities, this new mentoring or relatively new mentoring program. Harold and I will give you the old school perspective of the way it once was.
Right.
Plus, we got some interesting news, and it's got to include some weather. We've had some weather, and now it looks like we're not going to have weather. So we'll explain that a bit and more.
Yes, because I'm confused. I'm glad we're going to explain
Well,
that.
You got to stick around for clarification. So y'all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors. Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting. Hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And right off the bat, let's talk a little weather, because it has been crazy, and even in parts of the state where it's not normally crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the most arid, there's the have and the have-nots in Texas. You can almost split it north to south down the middle, and
right.
east of that line is going to have, you know, rainfall,
mm-hmm.
And then to the west it's going to be very, very arid. And I love looking at radar and weather forecasts, you know, units.
You are entertained very easily.
Oh, I am. I really am. Look at these little colorful things moving across the screen. But anyway, where I'm going with this, and maybe I ought to lead with what Parks and Wildlife has said, is that Texas game wardens responded to flooding in Potter County.
Okay.
Now, those of you that can't recite all counties in Texas, I'll help you out.
Thank you. Where is Potter County?
Amarillo is okay. the county seat, okay? And up in the northeast corner is the lower half of Lake Meredith.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was a time back in the 90s when Lake Meredith was rising in level and pretty much full, and there was a concessionaire by the name of Forever Resorts where you can actually go and rent a 30, 35, or 40-foot houseboat.
Oh, my.
On this particular reservoir. Well, then droughts occurred and water level dropped, and Forever Resorts took their toys and went somewhere else.
Okay.
All right. And it's been a bit of a struggle. However, Lake Meredith, as of the last report that I saw, was 43.3% full. Now, you need to look back at in probably the late 90s.
Okay.
When it was nothing more than a mud puddle.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it dropped. But 1 month ago, it was 29.6% full. 1 month ago. Okay. Now it's 43.3 feet. All right. Another, and there was flooding, and the game wardens were called in, the high water rescue group,
mm-hmm.
and had to help out. But that's in a place that you normally don't see that type of activity, all right? Right up on the Texas Panhandle, and we mentioned this last weekend, last show, is a reservoir called Paladura.
Mm-hmm.
It, 1 month ago, had 0.3% of its capacity, literally a mud hole.
Yeah.
205 acre feet in storage. Well, over the past month, we've increased that to 6,374 acre feet.
Okay.
And it's 10.4% down from a high just a few days ago of 10.8. And I've got to believe that it's not evaporation totally. It's probably ground absorption, you know, the area
right.
that's been inundated. So, pretty crazy that's going on. Amistad Reservoir on the Rio Grande River.
Uh-huh.
Weather coming out of New Mexico. Along the Rio Grande River, Pecos and Devil's River. We've got water coming in. So good things are happening for those that have not had the, you know, ability to do things.
Yeah, we've been having good rains in the hill country, too.
Yeah. Oh, no, without question.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Well,
you haven't pulled it out yet?
Of course, it's right here.
Huh?
I have a lot of things here that are of interest.
Well, we're burning time.
Yeah, well, here's where the problem is, what we're supposed to do.
What?
Here's the problem here. This is from our friends at the Texas Co-op Power, of whom I pay my bills. But they say welcome signs, and I don't totally agree. 2022, Texas added 470,708 people. So we've become the second state to surpass 30 million residents.
Okay.
We're now at 30,029,572.
We're the second state, you said?
The second state.
Okay.
The other one is on the left coast.
All right.
That I try not to let that name cross my lips.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's now then we talk about, let's worry about the water, right? I mean, yeah, that's going to be better than gold.
Yeah.
Something from our friends in the government. Your favorite, Senator John Cornyn. Co-sponsored of a bill to introduce feral hog eradication program, make it permanent. Feral hogs cause hundreds of millions of dollars in damage across the state of Texas. We know that. We use every tool at our disposal to combat this widespread problem. This pilot program has successfully reduced the amount of feral swine across the country pilot project, Feral Swine Eradication and Control Pilot Program, first funded through the 2018 Farm Bill with $75 million to address the threat of the wild hogs that they pose to agriculture, the ecosystems, and human and animal health. But here's the situation with me, though. I tried to really get in this thing and research it, though, because it doesn't explain what the program is. And I even went to the Fed site. Part of it's trapping, but they don't say what they do with the ones they trap. And then some of it is helping people to pay to repair their fences. And then some of it is just to study it. Well, we don't need to study it. We know we've got a pig problem. So that's another one of these government thingies. But your senator is going to make it permanent.
What needs to happen, folks? It's a real simple, and this is putting my real estate hat on.
Uh-huh, okay.
And having worked with, real estate attorneys, and having worked with Parks and Wildlife, asking them about how they orchestrate the $48 annual hunting permit,
mm-hmm.
okay?
All right.
And I asked Carter Smith before he resigned, do you all provide legal protection for the landowners whose property you lease
mm-hmm.
from litigators or, right. Litigious society?
We have one.
You got a place, Harold? We'll lease it?
Mm-hmm.
But I got this devious thought of, I'm going to try to take it away from
yeah.
you,
Right.
So with 97% of Texas being privately owned, until there is some sort of protection for landowners so that they know that if they work through the state and lease their property, they're going to be protected. If they lease it on their own, which many do,
mm-hmm.
you're taking a chance.
Right.
And those waivers that they have people sign,
mm-hmm.
from what I understand, not worth the paper they're written on.
Right.
Okay. That's...
Yeah, that's a good reason for my umbrella policy.
Oh. you got to cover your backside.
That's right.
For sure. You mentioned government.
Yeah.
May 2023...
we're here to help you right now.
The May 2023... National Shooting Sports Foundation adjusted National Instant Criminal Background Check System figured that there's 1,174,142 folks that had their background checked.
Mm-hmm.
That's a decrease of 0.1%, almost flat,
right.
Okay, compared to the May 2022 of what looks like maybe about 650 people, mm-hmm. additional people, that had theirs checked. However, this marks the 46th consecutive month that exceeded 1 million adjusted background checks in a single month. That's interest there.
That's a
lot of folks.
That's a lot.
Absolutely. Going back to weather before we go to a break,
mm-hmm.
We've got the rains, it looks like, short-term have abated. They've gone away statewide.
Mm.
It's going to be hot. Going to be humid, but then, Bob, looking ahead at the Old Farmer's Almanac.
As he drops his head there, yeah, okay.
Even AccuWeather is saying that, we're going to drop back to more seasonal, through the month of July and even into August. So we'll see who's right and who's wrong.
There you go.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. Outdoor report, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. Right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 46 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 46 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it is about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 46 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford Tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and it's time for our best bets. Harold, what's coming up?
Well, let us take a peek at the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday is the first of two best days of the week. This Sunday's rated as a good one. Monday plunges to poor. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, a trio of fair days. Friday and next Saturday are two more good ones. Next Sunday is another best day. This weekend, look for game to become active from either side of sunrise. Remain active until late morning. On Monday and Tuesday, look for this major feeding period of the day to occur from early morning until just after the noon hour. By Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from late morning until mid to late afternoon. This weekend, on Saturday, June the 10th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. By next Sunday, June 18, we will have a new moon. On the coast, this weekend, Saturday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. This Sunday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday will have a double tide schedule each day, and Thursday through next Sunday, a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day.
All right, on the coast, fishing has been good, weather has been good, and allowed a variety of fishing options. Start offshore, because it's usually the last thing we talk about, but all of those bad numbers that the feds were putting out a few years ago just show that they really, really were pulling the wool over our eyes, because there's a lot of good red snapper out there, and some good catches are coming in. Season that opened on June 1st will run through August 25th, or until the allowable catch has been caught. Quite honestly, if this weather continues and favorable seas, I anticipate that allowable catch may actually occur or be achieved prior to that August 25th date. Inshore, Lake Calcasieu just continues to produce some really good fish, and one of the bonuses of fishing over there is the flounder that are being found in the back lake and marsh areas. Sabine birds are working there, as well as in Galveston Bay. At the Galveston jetties, they're talking about drum, pompano, and small sharks, and the occasional redfish. North side of the jetty holding limits of sheep's head and trout against the rocks. And thank goodness, I think somebody may be reading Texas Outdoors Journal or listening to Texas Outdoor News or both.
Hope, yes.
Because we're talking about old school, old places of fishing, just as a reminder, that still work.
Right.
And a report came in that from Pleasure Island, or Pleasure Pier, rather, all the way down to Freeport, the surf is just absolutely on fire. And that's a lot of fun, because those fish contend with Gulf currents and things of that nature that bay fish don't, and they just have some shoulders on them. Freeport, good fishing in the back lake areas. In fact, in West Galveston Bay, Greens Lake is holding some really good fish. Mid-coast area, good fishing on the outside beach of in behind the islands. Don't forget that Cedar Bayou has reopened, and Ayers and Mesquite Bays don't take a lot of pressure, but there's an opportunity, and you can park your boat, beach it, and then walk to the surf. And according to A&M Corpus Christi Heart Research Center there, number one gill net survey for redfish on the entire Texas coast,
yes.
Cedar Bayou.
Oh.
I mean, so there's some opportunities for you. Heading on down in behind St. Joe, Mustang, North Padre Island, great fishing. Captain Joey Farah continues to produce some great fish. Never know where Joey is. He's kind of like that shell game, you know?
Right.
With the ball underneath three right. different. Uh-huh. And he's always throwing stuff out, and you can't keep up with him. But it's Baffin somewhere in the Laguna Madre, and what comes back are photos of people holding some really nice fish okay. with big smiles, you know. Right. At Port Mansfield, Getaway Adventures Lodge continues to produce, and good fishing there all the way up and into the land cut from the south side. And then in the lower Laguna Madre, just a plethora of fishing opportunities. get out and enjoy it, folks. And if you do get out and go to the coast, make sure that you're entered in the CCA Star Tournament.
Oh, absolutely.
What's going on in our lakes?
Okay, let's head to East Texas, Conroe. Eater catfish are steady on structure around 25 feet of water using catfish, bubblegum, liver, worms, minnows, punch bait, over range cubes, quite a few nice catches of hybrids and white bass trolling with jigs. Make sure you know the difference, that they're over 18 inches. Game wardens are out and doing a fine job making sure that the folks stay legal. Crappie are good, and the bite continues to be aggressive with a solid thump using jigs or minnows in 14 to 22 feet of water on or close to structures. You'll need to hit several spots out there. Fork. Black bass are good on topwater frogs and bait fish pattern lures on flooded timber and grass. Brim are excellent on beds. The crappie fishing keeps heating up on Lake Fork, just like the weather. We've been blessed with great winds and weather that helps with boat control when crappie fishing. Brush piles, laydowns, bridges, and those post-spawn summertime trees have been loading up even more this week. Big white crappie are beginning to stack up in certain brush piles on trees, and some days they'll pull up in the laydowns also. Lake of the Pines. Crappie are good on brush piles and timber in 15 to 20 feet of water with minnows or jigs. Catfish are good shallow uncut bait or using cheese bait. Big Sam Rayburn, bass topwater bite is picking up, and wacky worms, spinner baits, and Carolina rigs are good on offshore ridges and humps. Limestone. Crappie are good in 12 to 18 feet of water on brush and standing timber using minnows. Largemouth bass are good in 2 to 14 feet of water on brush, docks, and bulkheads using a Texas rig, topwater frog, spinnerbaits, and chatterbaits. Palestine. Largemouth bass are good along the roadbeds with deep-diving crankbaits and citrus. Crappie are great under the 155 bridge in 18 feet of water with jigs and minnows. Tewakinee. Crappie are good with quality fish in decent numbers in 8 to 14 feet of water. Minnows are working equally good as jigs. Bridge columns and brush piles are working the best. The largemouth bite is about as good as it's been all year. Good numbers of fish are being caught on weightless flukes, chatterbaits, crankbaits around riprap, grass, and docks. That's the best right now. Whitney. Striped bass can be caught throughout the reservoir on live shad, minnows, and perch along the channel as well as creek channel edges. They can also be caught casting swim baits as well as topwater. Look for schooling fish on the surface.
All right, heading to South Texas, out Del Rio way, where, get this, folks, this is some of that dry part of Texas. Water level is rising and the main river is staying. Bass are in shallow water on spinnerbaits, jigs, and cinco's. Fishing's good when there's a slight wind. Catfish limits in 18 to 25 feet of water near grass using punch bait. Choke Canyon, there's an early morning topwater bite on main lake points until sunrise. Catfish are good in deeper water. Crappie are good in brush piles. Corpus Christi, influx of fresh water from the recent rains will make for great fishing over the next few weeks. Fishing patterns are holding steady. Catfish are great in 2 to 3 feet of water. Largemouth bass are good in 2 to 4 feet of water on topwater frogs and soft plastics. Falcon, keeper catfish are excellent with cut shad or shrimp in 3 to 10 feet of water. Allen Henry, here we go. Creeks are muddy with floating debris, and the main lake is somewhat clear. Crappie are good in 25 to 30 feet. Ivy, fishing is good for all species, and patterns remain consistent. Meredith, again, the mud line is moving west as the lake is clearing. Bass are excellent. Catfish are good. Walleye are good to excellent on crankbaits and minnows. And what you got in the hill country?
Well, let's head to my favorite part of the state, okay? Brady, the lake has risen about a foot over the past month. Largemouth bass are good shallow early and late off the rocks and the salt cedars later in the day. Crappie are good on minnows or jigs. Big Lake Buchanan, remember the lakes come up about 1.5 feet, and with that, some of the trees that were visible are no longer, so navigate there with caution. Catfishing is always great on that lake. Canyon, bass are good in the morning catching fish on a topwater spook or buzzbait. As the sun rises, switch to a Texas rig craw. LBJ, crappie are good with live minnows or chartreuse jigs in 18 to 24 feet of water over the brush piles. Waco, crappie bite is excellent to insane with limits coming out of the brush piles in 8 to 20 feet of water near creek channels or pockets.
Just a reminder, folks, LBJ is a constant level lake.
Correct.
So there's always going to be water and consistency and you know, in what it's holding.
Yeah, I had some friends of mine had property on Travis. They said, we've sadly found out what a constant level leak means.
And it's not here. Exactly. Yeah. On the hunting scene, we're in that period of the year when two regulated seasons continue through August 31st, one for the South Zone javelina season, the other for the other open counties for squirrel. And we are beginning, as we did last week, our annual countdown to September 1 and the opening of traditional fall hunting seasons. This weekend, we are now 12 weeks away, Harold.
Huh?
All right.
Yes.
You've been so good here lately. I hate to ask.
No, this is good. This
is it good?
Yeah,
okay.
You just gas. You're gonna like it. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, no, but great vehicle. On and somewhat off the road, it can really handle your country roads and your gravel and your caliches and your whatevers. 2024 Subaru Crosstrek. It's their SUV compact. This is their premium edition. It's only 3,296 pounds, so it's very nimble. It's got a four-cylinder dual overhead cam direct injection engine, putting out 152 horsepower, 145 pound-feet of torque. 1,500 pounds of towing capacity. It has their symmetrical all-wheel drive. And I'll bring this up to people, because these are probably the most popular vehicles in the Pacific Northwest, which always has that nasty weather and freezing and icy and stuff. It's a full-time four-wheel drive system developed by Subaru, and it consists of a longitudinally mounted boxer engine, symmetrical drivetrain with equal half axles. This allows for better balance of the vehicle, gives you better control as a driver. Most important thing about symmetrical all-wheel drive is it sends power to all four wheels continuously, so it reduces the chances of you slipping in the first place, making it a much safer option. And finally, it's more efficient, which means your vehicle will last longer, uses fewer components, and loses less power due to friction. These things are great. Subaru of America is ranked number one in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power. So think about that. This thing has got all the luxury and the goodies that you want. Push-button start, LED fog lamps, charging portion of your center console, Stabilitrack, heated front seats, heated windshield, all that good stuff. A great vehicle. Starts at $27,000, so a very, very good value. The 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Premium.
All right, all you hunters, young hunters, wannabe hunters, listen up. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're talking hunter education with Steve Hall, Texas Parks and Wildlife Hunter Education Coordinator, right after this.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saliner and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, which should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. All right, we've already told you this for several weeks. This is fawning time.
Yes.
Babies are hitting the ground, and that will continue for weeks to come on into South Texas, which occurs, their rut continues later, and those babies come on the scene a lot later too. Mama deer need to have that nourishment in order to generate the milk to get those critter, those youngsters legs up and under them,
right,
so they can run away from critters that want to eat them for lunch.
Yes.
Also, bucks are putting still growing headgear. They're in velvet, and Fortified Cottonseed with their vitamin package helps supplement what Mother Nature does not naturally provide. And something that Harold and I talk about all the time, so does every rancher that uses Fortified Cottonseed.
Absolutely.
And that's the savings. We talk about limited intake. That means they just don't keep eating and eating and eating, trying to achieve what they need.
They're getting what they need.
Right. So they eat less, and that results in about a 2.5 to 1 savings over a normal protein regimen.
And what I always like to say,
yes,
is I like it with buttermilk. No, the fact that raccoons and pigs don't mess with it.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Harold carries a 3-in-1 oil can in his hip pocket. Right. He's so tight he squeaks,
Correct. You got it.
Go to your local Tractor Supply and pick up some bags if you need it. For more information on Fortified Cottonseed, go to fortifiedcottonseed.com. If you have a big order to place, they'll deliver it. Call them at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. We have visited with our guest many, many years.
Indeed.
In fact, he's not nearly as old as we are, Harold.
Okay.
But he's been at Parks and Wildlife for a really long time.
Ah, all right.
And I'm talking about Texas Parks and Wildlife. Hunter Education Coordinator Steve Hall. Steve, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, thanks. Good. Thanks, Bill, and thanks, Harold. I resemble that remark, I guess, is what I would say.
Okay, well, fess up, Steve. How long have you been with Texas Parks and Wildlife?
Well, believe it or not, since 1985, but I feel like I'm still a greenhorn.
Woo!
Wow. Great run, and it continues. And there's been some changes in the way hunter education is approached. When we were setting this up, we were reminiscing about, those of us that have a few extra years on us.
Yes.
Starting with Daisy Red Ryder BB guns.
Absolutely.
Pellet guns, 22.
And still the best way to start.
Oh, sure, without question. And hunting small game. On the hunter education side, besides the classroom, the greatest question or the most often asked question, how do I get my kid to learn how to shoot? What are the options that the department or directions department can point folks?
I think there's several opportunities. Obviously, the basic course, covers the safe and responsible handling and use of all firearms or even sporting equipment such as bows, muzzleloaders, that kind of thing. But that is a basic course in the sense of knowledge for the most part. And so we find that many people, especially families, are going, well, now how do we learn how to hunt when they get away from the course? But, they got the grounding, and it's the rite of passage, and they've got that over with. But I find that the Texas Youth Hunting Program, our partnership with the Texas Wildlife Association, is really the best way to learn how to hunt. And then the best way to learn how to shoot are things called hunting 101s, opportunities, and hunting 101 opportunities might involve rifles, shotgun, handguns, kinds of opportunities. But the other partnership that we have is with 4-H Shooting Sports, and I find that that's the best shooting opportunities for kids, is to join a local 4-H chapter and do their shooting sports chapter, which has seven disciplines, and those disciplines include like rifle, shotgun, handgun, archery, and the kinds of things that they actually want to learn how to do.
Well, I would hope scouts would still have that.
Scouts do, you know, in terms of some of their camps, but they're a little bit more sporadic or far-reaching than some of the 4-H chapters, which are in every county, but it just depends on whether they have a shooting sports chapter or not.
You know, the trendy term now is mentoring, and it's kind of what our grandfathers, fathers, uncles, when we were coming up. Yeah. On the mentoring side and taking them out, I've seen recently where parents will take a young hunter out and take them, say, deer hunting. Mm-hmm. And they'll take them to a ranch and maybe get them a 140-150 point cull buck, which is a heck of a nice buck, you know?
Sure is.
As opposed to starting out maybe being the bird boy or bird girl picking up during dove season, you know? Just going along and observing. Small game hunting. I know that squirrel hunting used to be really a big thing, and it kind of goes wanting now. With the $48 annual hunting permit, are you seeing people using that as an affordable way to see more of Texas and to get out and hunt more?
I think we're seeing a little bit more of that, but it's not great. You know, small game hunting has really just died in terms of the 50s and 60s, where it was 80% of the hunters, and now it's, you know, we'll let part less than 20% of the hunters, but obviously opportunities abound with the small game hunting, and especially with that $48 permit. I think from a mentor standpoint, we did extend the Texas Youth Hunting Program partnership with the Wildlife Association, and now they have the Adult Learn to Hunt program, which is that mentoring side for adults. And so between two of those opportunities, you know, that's the private land sector. We can cover a lot of ground there. And then, like you said, the public land opportunities really are that, you know, the $48 annual permit, what we call annual public hunting permit.
Can I suggest Hog Hunting 101? I mean, that's an awful lot of opportunity out there for people.
Well, actually, we've had a lot of Hog Hunting 101s. On our Hunting 101 site there at the Parks and Wildlife is, again, other opportunities to learn species or methods. We call them the 101s, and then Hog Hunting 101 is one of the more popular ones. I can already tell you that. And things like Modern Sporting Arms 101, hugely popular at ranges where they've introduced those.
All right. Hey, listen, we got a lot more to cover, but we're up against the mid portion of the program. So, Steve, if you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Steve Hall, Texas Parks and Wildlife Hunting Education Coordinator, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
The CCA Texas Star Fishing Tournament, Memorial Weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package, or any of over 120 prizes in seven divisions. That's over $1 million in prizes and scholarships. Sponsored by Texas Ford dealers, Tilson Homes, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Shoalwater Boats, and Mustang Cat. There's a winner spotted. Is it you? Sign up at startournament.org. Sign up now.
It's been called shell shock, war neurosis, and battle fatigue. Today, we call it post-traumatic stress disorder, and it affects one out of every five warriors returning from battle in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Wounded Warrior Project offers comfort and support for warriors with PTSD and all other scars of war, whether those scars are visible or hidden. Find out how to help, because for warriors, the greatest casualty is being forgotten. Please visit WoundedWarriorProject.org.
We continue our conversation with Steve Hall, Texas Parks and Wildlife Hunter Education Coordinator, and You know, Steve, when we look at opportunities, and Harold, I may have shared this story with you before. When Bill Jr., when Billy was young, we were out on the ranch, and we needed to fulfill our doe harvest.
Right.
Went out to shoot a doe, and shot one, and I remember him going, "Nice shot, Dad." I mean, like 3 years old, which made my chest swell, you know.
Yeah.
And we get there, and I said, "All right, I'm going to field dress. I'm going to gut this deer. You want to get out?" "No, I want to get out."
Yeah.
I said, "Okay." Opened the body cavity up, and as the entrails spilled out, there was the intestines. And my son went, "Ooh, worms!" You know, we had an anatomy class there. You know, and that's part of it, of the hunting. It's not just squeezing the trigger,
correct?
Not just the harvest. It's really getting more involved and giving the youngster an understanding of what hunting is about and what they're dealing with, right?
Absolutely. I think that's one of the most favorite part of the Texas youth hunting program. Is around the gambrels when somebody does harvest the deer, and in the field dressing starts to take place, and I think that gets the most curiosity, and it's rather fun to learn for the first time, as you know.
Well, what you're doing there too, you're teaching two things. One, that the work really begins once the animal's on the ground, you know. But two, honoring the game, and I think that's very important to teach those kids that.
Yeah, and I think there's not enough of that, especially with the selfie generation, I call it, that the social media is it. You know, there's just times when we just don't honor it enough. But I do see some social media sites where people are giving respect to the animal once it's down, once it's field dressed, and I like the way they do it in Africa. You know, they really do take the time to wipe away the blood and just make it look honorable in that sense.
It's interesting. Yeah. It's interesting where hogs originated in Europe, Eurasia. The hunting that takes place there for the native game. There's a bit of pageantry. There's a bit of respect, you know, that goes on as opposed to, you know, the name calling or let them lie type situation. You know,
and putting that little sprig of grass in their mouth to honor them at the end. Right?
They did the sprig of grass in their mouth and then they put it in their tweed caps. That is an honorable thing that they started and still do today.
Right.
Absolutely. You know, something else, and we're talking about hunter education, but Steve, how many times have we all seen this, you particular in your position, where you start looking and learning about hunting and the expansion of the outdoor world, other things come into play, shooting, ballistics, you know, different disciplines, things of that nature. I mean, it really, I know for the three of us, there's a passion there.
Collecting?
Absolutely. But there's a real passion and opportunity to continue to grow and build that maturation, right?
Yeah, and that's the natural, what they call the stages, you know, for hunters. And they tend to go through five stages. And as they progress, you know, they kind of go through a trophy phase. But then they get to this method phase, and that's kind of what you're talking about, is they, you know, the gadgetry, all the different kinds of things that are possible, even to the point of spear chucking, you know. So there's a sense that we have this thing that we tend to challenge ourselves through life, and no different than with hunters than anything else. And it is pretty cool to watch people maturate through that process.
Absolutely. All right, we've been talking about it. Let's get into specifics on hunter education.
Yes.
Know that the website certainly has information on this. How about courses online or in the field? What are our options there?
So those under 17 can take have two options to take an in-person course. One is called an Internet plus Field course. It's a pre-study, essentially, where you go online and you pre-study for a field course, but the field course is a little bit more fun and hands-on, but they are limited, you know, mainly to ranges and places where you can safely shoot, because shooting is a part of the field course. And then the other option is a classroom course, a six-hour course somewhere. Sometimes they have skills, sometimes they don't, but the bottom line is that's kind of like that knowledge course. Get that passed and then go into the hunting 101s or the youth hunting program and those kind of things. So those are the two options for under 17, and then there is an added option for those over 17 and over, and that's the online only. And again, most of that's just to essentially comply with the certification requirements, but the education certainly doesn't stop there, and there are lots of opportunities for advanced education through the hunting 101s, and then of course hands-on education through the youth hunt and adult hunt programs.
For you parents or you mentors out there, let me make a suggestion to you. Harold, you love single shots, I know.
I love it, yes, I absolutely.
And just because maybe it's a shotgun, semi-automatic, that could hold several shells, load one.
One at a time.
One at a time.
Yeah.
Let them understand that. Same thing with the 22. There may be a tube. Mm-hmm. Load one.
Correct.
Okay, and you mentors, pay attention. You're there to be the safety net.
And you're supposed to stand behind him with a 2x4 in your hand to make sure you get there. I'm sorry, that was my old sergeant. Excuse me.
I don't know about the 2x4.
Right.
But certainly be the safety net.
Yes.
Don't try to hunt with them.
Mm-hmm.
Be the mentor to allow them to hunt, to be out in front. Steve, how many times have you seen or heard of parents going out, yeah, we went hunting, and the parent is trying to hunt alongside the rank beginner hunter?
I have mixed emotions about some of that. The bottom line is that there's a big, huge generation of adults that don't know how to hunt or haven't hunted and don't have the same experience either.
Uh-huh.
And so hunting alongside their kid might be plausible, you know, but you're right. I mean, in the traditional sense, teaching somebody else, you kind of really want to be behind and be their mentor.
Well, also, I've found down through the years, too, sometimes it is easier on your kid to let somebody else do some of that initial training because they won't so hard to please you. You know, it's just a different dynamic when someone else is the instructor. And then you can still reinforce it with your support, of course. But there's more than one way to do this.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that it's kind of like the soccer coach. There's a few parents that could actually teach their own kids soccer like a soccer coach, you know. But there are those that, like in baseball or any other sport, there are those parents that are going to train their own kids in that whatever sport that is, including hunting. And so, yeah, I see it all the time. There is in the youth hunting program, there's times when you don't think the kid's getting much learning out of it because the parent is a little bit more overbearing.
Absolutely.
In that process. So you try to step in and mediate a little bit, you know.
Sure. Listen, we're out of time, folks. Go to tpwd.texas.gov. Look at the hunting tab. There's a link for hunter education. Whole lot more information. Steve Hall, we appreciate you being our guest today.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Harold. Always appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve. We'll do it again soon. Friends, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12. And there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
Hey, we're back with Texas Outdoor News. Time for the outdoor calendar. Harold, what do we got?
Well, the unofficial axis roar. That's the ruts going on statewide. There are no official dates. It's just kind of approximate time of the year. But you're getting reports.
Oh, they're just screaming their head off. Right now is absolute prime time. Great, great animals to eat, too.
Oh, the best.
The meat's excellent.
The absolute best. So, yeah. You know, why don't you go axis hunting in your brand new Ford truck?
Yeah, I do. Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 46 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And remember, Hybrid Lights, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, more, even kits that have all of it in there. And you were saying something? What? Get them now?
Yeah, don't procrastinate. Availability?
Yeah, that's right. They charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun, and miraculously, they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. For our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free. Same day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code Texas20. Again, 20% off. Free same day shipping. Discount code Texas20. Hybridlight.com.
It's always a pleasure to have today's guest, Steve Hall, Texas Parks and Wildlife.
He sounds so young. He's been here for 40 years.
He's trying to catch up.
Right.
You know, hunter education coordinator. Go to the website, tpwd.texas.gov. Look for the link to Hunter Education, and be a mentor to those kids.
And maybe get some retraining for yourself, too.
I took it 4 times.
Okay. Have you got it right yet?
Hey, you always learn something new.
Okay, well, that's good. Anyway, check our website out, texasoutdoornews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations, and we archive the shows there. Of course, remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So whether you're on the water or in the woods, be safe out there. Join us again next week for Texas Outdoor News.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays, and no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.